Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is the Savvy Retiree. I haven't been on the air for a while, but I have been busy and wanted to do a show for you that I thought you might enjoy. I'm going to share with you my experience yesterday aboard the MSC Divina, which we toured in Miami, Florida. So if any of you are cruising fans, you'll probably enjoy hearing about this ship. Many of you have been on it. It does have a large international clientele, and it is owned by the Porta family. I do not know all of the details about the ship. Our tour was possibly an hour and a half. They were disembarking passengers while we were being escorted onto the ship. And once we were done with our tour, then they were going to have other passengers get ready for the next cruise that evening, heading for Ochos Rios. The tour guide was German, and she was a lovely, lovely lady. And she showed us the various rooms, what you could get for a stateroom interior and an ocean view and a balcony. And as many of you probably know, the hallways on a cruise ship are rather narrow, very narrow. And this cruise ship was huge. I would say it was extremely large. It was it was 18 stories. The Italians, this is an Italian-owned cruise ship, they are superstitious about the number 17, so they do not use the number 17. The top level is 18. Because throughout the ship, to the various, showed us the pool area. They had numerous bars and restaurants and shops. They had a theater. They have all sorts of entertainment. They have a casino. Just plenty of activities for the guests. This is primarily not a party ship, although you wouldn't, there's plenty of alcohol. There's whatever you desire on the ship. There's over 1,300 crew members, and it was just a lovely ship. The ship was christened by Sophia Loren in 2012. This ship, we're not sure we believe there. They didn't give us much detail about the ship itself, but it is fairly new. They are working on newer ships, even bigger. When we were in the Miami port area, it's a sight because you have all cruise lines there. You've got Celebrity, you've got Norwegian, you've got, oh my goodness, oh, just so many. And they're all huge, gigantic ships just sitting there, waiting for passengers to set sail. And it's very interesting. It was an interesting tour. I would strongly recommend that you know, you'd be prepared to deal with a lot of people, massive amounts of organized chaos, and no one seems to get very excited about the confusion or anything like that. A lot of people from other countries, so they, you know, they can figure it out. Americans should be able to. But it was really a lovely experience. We had a beautiful lunch. Just the tour group that we were with, we went from the a tour company called Yankee Trails. They are well known here in the Villages area of Florida, and so it was about a 238 miles to Miami, around that. It took about five and a half hours going down, because traffic on Friday night was unbelievable. And we got up early Saturday morning and got down to the ship. So, and then we came back around 3 o'clock. Around quarter to 3, we left Miami and got back to the Villages at about 8:15, right around there. So it was a great trip. We were very, very lucky because the bus we were riding on, the bus driver didn't tell us, but we stalled at one point, and it looked like the battery was going. So we were just extremely fortunate to get back to home base. And he was an excellent driver. The tour company itself, as I said, Yankee Trails, is a fantastic company. They did an excellent job. There's always things that you would like to see done differently. I don't believe they had been on this tour themselves previously. So we were all sort of like guinea pigs. And fortunately, everything went smoothly. I'm kind of surprised that they didn't do a tour before taking a whole busload of people, but they did, and it worked out for just fine. I cannot imagine being on the high seas on one of those ships. If any of you have been on a cruise and would like to tell your story, please call in. I'd love to hear about it. The call-in number is 607-203-5487. Again, I am the savvy retiree living in the Villages, Florida, and I have been keeping busy doing little pet sitting jobs and trying to just enjoying the Florida lifestyle. It is it's just peaceful here in the Villages, and the people are so nice. Just wonderful people live here. And the people we went on the tour with yesterday and over the weekend, they were just fantastic people. They help each other. They are so friendly and just very interested in, you know, whatever activity came up. They were more than ready for it. As I said, this cruise ship was not intended for partiers or a lot of children. So if I were to take a cruise, I don't know if I would want a ship that big. It was quite large. They did put little touches on the ship that were just really quite spectacular. The Mrs. Ponte, I believe the name is Ponte, a shipping, she married a shipping, a man who was in the shipping business. She herself, I believe, was Swiss. She was Swiss. So anyway, she designed this beautiful staircase on the ship, inlaid with Swarovski crystal. And the tour guide told us that he believed that each step, there were 16 steps, each step was estimated to be worth about $30,000 to create each step. So they put a little work into that. It was beautiful. Everyone seemed to really enjoy seeing all the crystals. The food was good, very good. Excellent staff. You would probably, if you're not good on directions, you probably wouldn't want to wander around by yourself. I recommend it to people who enjoy adventure. I myself would not go far. I probably would not go more than 3 days at this point. Still getting my feet wet, as you might. I'd like to say I'm getting my feet wet because I'd like to cruise, but it just seems far out in the ocean, and I like to be near land. So these opportunities to tour these ships, they're a lot of fun, and you're treated they are very welcoming, very, very polite, and I hope that if you seniors have the urge to travel, this is the way to go. I mean, you can go alone or with a group, and you'll be just fine. There was a girl I spoke to while we were waiting to get on the ship. She was a young 20-some-year-old girl waiting there, and she said she was from Mexico, and her boyfriend worked on the ship, and he arranged for her to go on this cruise with him. She didn't have to do anything. She didn't even know where she was going, and she was just a stunning young woman, just stunning. And she came all the way from Mexico, and then I guess she didn't know she was going to Ochos Rios, but she was up for adventure, and that's what life's about. And I hope that you seniors will have the opportunity to explore this wonderful time we're in, and I hope that you'll tune in again to my show. If you have a subject you'd like to discuss, please let me know. Send me a note. Call in. And for now, I want to wish you a lovely evening. I'm signing off. This is the Savvy Retiree. Thank you for listening. Good night.